Welcome to a special episode of the Sunday Night Army Podcast with your host, Jacob.
Well, all right, all right. Welcome to the Sunday Night Army Podcast. Yes, I am Jacob, and thank you for joining me on another episode. And today, I had to do another one of these, another podcasting episodes. Now, why? Well, there's a couple issues I want to get into, a couple different things happening in the podcasting world that should be covered, and a couple things that have been brought up previously, and I've been waiting a couple months to do this episode, just lightly covering other issues within podcasting and some comments people have made. So we'll get into all of that very shortly. Now, if you want to support the show, of course, link in bio, we have some merch store, and gather some merchandise you can pick up to support the show. Always appreciate that. There's been some sales recently, so I was, again, super shocked and surprised every time I get an email from the TeePublic that someone's bought something with the show's logo on it. So I appreciate that all the time so much, and I want to thank everybody for doing that and listening and all that other cool stuff. And if you've been enjoying the music series, that's coming back in probably next week, actually. There's a lot of music episodes that I have recorded. But to this week, I wanted to get into another podcasting episode. And it is titled, Does Podcasting Suck? And it's an honest question. Does it suck? And we'll deep dive into that throughout the show today. Now, why another podcasting show? And for those who follow this entire The Sunday Night Army podcast, there have been sprinkled in a bunch of episodes about podcasting. I think the last one was called Another Podcasting Episode. So I have touched on a couple of these things previously. But today, there's several issues that I want to cover, and they're very direct, some of them. Some of them are not, because it's just how things are happening. And I've been accumulating some ideas throughout the last couple months. For those that know, I started a second podcast with a friend of mine, the Prudent Podcast. Find it everywhere, and especially if you're on Good Pods, it's linked right into my profile for whoever wants to grab easiest link to get that and check that out. And just an opinion show, I needed to do that. And I have a crazy idea for reviving my third podcast at some point this year, probably at the end of this year. The ADG Podcast will be revived a specific reason, which it's a giant project I'm working on, and that will happen eventually with other things. Podcasting means a lot to me. I still think it's a wonderful medium that we're using here that's still not controlled, and I really appreciate it that it's not being regulated and everybody can say whatever they want, talk about things. That's why it's blowing up. If you really think about it, what is taking off is the entertainment value of podcasts, where it's informative, it's engaging, it's entertaining. Whatever podcast topics you want, they're out there. There's millions of podcasts that about any topic you want, so you always be entertained. Whatever you want to talk about, there's a podcast about it, which is great. I love that, because whatever I feel like listening to, I'm going to find a podcast about it, and then there you go. I have a conversation. Listen to conversations, listen to music, movie reviews, whatever I want to politics, whatever you want to talk about, there's a podcast about it. There's a reason a lot of the mainstream media, a lot of the actual any media, is moving to podcasts in the last couple of years more. It's because this is working. This is a great way to connect with people who are mostly busy and how they consume information now. And that's why podcasts have been growing. Yes. If you've heard this show, you know that how I feel about a lot of these podcasts also failing, because it takes a lot to do podcasting. It does. It takes a huge commitment. And I will get into the hobby part of this later on in this episode. But what makes a podcast? And I've mentioned this before, you can't just grab a microphone and just go on talking. You have to have a plan. Always a plan. Always plan whatever you're doing. Even if it's a hobby, have an idea. And I'm not a stickler to obviously you're listening to me. I'm not a stickler for sound quality. As long as there's no buzzing or, you know, snow in the background or anything else, and it's clear enough audio, I'll listen to it. To me, personally, it's all about content. Content is king. I've said it from the very beginning since I started podcasting, since I've been introduced to podcasting in about 2007, that content is number one. You have to give people a reason to listen. Okay? It's not the biggest thing personally for me. For this show, I'm doing it for me for fun. I love interviewing people. I love getting new music out there. And the Sunday Night Army is a podcast for that. It's content I want to release out there to entertain, okay, to discover. That's this show. My other shows, are content is different. I want to be heard. I want to have views and opinions out there. I want to discuss information, news, ideas. That's other stuff. This show is this. So content is king. I always want to focus on content because that's, to me personally, the biggest thing that'll hold an audience. It may, either you'll keep an audience or you will not keep an audience. It's what you're talking about. And you'll see some of the biggest independent podcasts out there have engaging content. They're funny. They're suspenseful. They make you think. True crime. A lot of the biggest independent shows, especially the ones doing well on Good Pods, are very engaging. And that is fantastic for them. Not what I want to do, because my ideas are different. And everybody has a different definition of success. To me, a successful show is whatever you want it to be. Is you achieve your goals, that is a success. And everybody has different goals. You want to be famous and popular and bajillion downloads? Well, those are the goals you strive for. You want to enjoy what you're doing, putting out content constantly and having an interesting show? That's your goal. That's what you strive for. People want to make money and do it for a living? That is your goal. But none of these things make you obligated to do it exactly the same way as everybody else. Everybody has different goals. So let's actually start off with this, because it's one of the topics that's on my list of things to talk about. Is podcasting a hobby? I tend to argue for it being a hobby. And I'll tell you why. There's a small margin of podcasts that are actually able to do this for a living. And those are fantastic people doing great things, regardless of what I might think of them, or if I listen or don't listen, it's great. That's what they want to do. They want to make it a business. Fantastic. Do it. Most people don't have that ability. Let's define hobby first. A hobby is considered a regular activity that is done for enjoyment, typically during one's leisure time. Hobbies include collecting themed items and objects, hence my Funko Pop collection here. Engaging in creative and artistic pursuits, this would be for me, podcast and music, and playing sports, which I used to, and pursue other amusements. So there's your definition of hobby. A lot of different things can go into that. I consider podcasting mostly a hobby. It's done in your leisure time. For a lot of podcasters, especially independent podcasters, have other jobs. They have to support themselves, because let's be honest, this doesn't make that much money for most of us. It's a great side thing, side job, but it's a side hustle that doesn't always produce enough to live off. For those that want to consider this a business, great. But you have to understand, it's not a feasible thing for everyone. So when certain people have ideals where they want to push everyone to make this a business for them, not everybody wants to or needs to make this a business. Yes, making money is a fantastic thing. The more, the better. Yay. I wish I had a bajillion sponsors give me tons of money to promote on this show. I do not. I have a few affiliates. Several. And it's great. But if it was only about making money, then I wouldn't be focused on the content that I'm putting out. Because I would be striving, my attention would be mostly onto some other things. But my attention on this show, as an example, this is not everybody, is to discover new artists and give some entertainment and news opinions and sprinkle some other interesting factoids in between, especially podcasting. That's my ideals for my show. Not everybody has those same goals. And as I'm playing around on my computer right now, but to make everybody, well, to make other podcasters feel shitty, you don't have to make them think that they have to push this as a business, okay? Some people like their day-to-day jobs. I don't. It's fun, but it's not great. Would podcasting be great to do on a full-time basis? Absolutely. Absolutely. But look how many podcasts are out there. Look at the percentage of them that actually make a living off of podcasting. It's a skill. It's a limited skill. There's only so, there's a huge market where people can do it. But it's like anything else, it's a new market and there has to be a need for it. And the need develops naturally. You can't force it. You can't force a podcast that has, let's say, 1,000 listeners a week, okay? And if they can listen, but if they don't support, the people don't buy, if you don't get the sponsors, then you still can't do this for a living. You have to have a need. You have to have a support chain. And the time and effort you put into it, also, you have to have the time available. So it's an elitist attitude to think that everybody should fully monetize their show and do this for a living. Not everybody has that ability, the want, or the need. The good thing about doing podcasting is you get to do whatever the hell you want. If you want to strive for that, strive for it. Go look for a sponsorship, get the funding, get your Patreon account, make sure people sign up and you get all that. Great. Do it. And if you don't want to, you want to do it as a hobby, that's fantastic too. And you will still be making money because there's a lot of, most podcasters I know, almost actually all of them, have some type of way of earning income from their show. And as they should, they're putting effort into it. Now, I can, like, let's say painting. If people like to paint, you have to pay for canvas, you have to pay for paint. And if you're a good enough artist, you sell that. And most of us obviously invest back into whatever we're doing. Like everything I, you know, whatever I make off this podcast, 99.9999% goes back into the show, back into improving what I have. Now, you know, you don't have to do it, but that's what I choose to because I can. Whatever money I'm made off this show, and it's been a bit, went back into improving computer, improving all my mics that I have. Monitors, gear, you know, merch, everything. So it's all in your own abilities of what you want the end goal to be. And that comes down to when, from the very beginning, actually, it comes down to planning. If you want to create a podcast, good, have a plan, realistic plan. You want it to be a business, know how much you have to put into it and invest. You don't want it to be a business, you want it to do it on the side, awesome. Can still make money off of that and still be happy. And there's been episodes of other people's podcasts that I've listened to, and you kind of sense where, like, oh, I'm just doing this to get through the motions, and you stop enjoying it. And there's podcasts I listen to where I've listened to about 100 episodes, and it's like, oh, and then they start veering off, and then it's just not there anymore, and I stop listening because you can tell. Yeah, we all have off days. I've had, if you've listened to this, every episode of this show, you know I've had off days. You know when it sounds like I'm low energy. I've had comments that was, you know, oh, this is a low energy show. Well, no, it happens. It happens. No form of editing will improve sometimes, you know, how you're feeling, or if you're recording with a cold or whatever else. But it happens. Again, it's just one of those things. And we're still able to do whatever we want with this, which is a fantastic ability. And it's a fantastic medium, and I always stand behind it. So when I see people who are getting frustrated that others aren't taking advantage of certain things, not everybody wants to. So there's no reason for that. Episodes, make whatever you want. Like, you have a theme in your show. I love theme shows. Great. Independent episodes, of every episode's different. Great. They do an amazing job. The ones that I follow, even the independent ones, are fantastic. Great, good content. And kind of tells me a lot about a person who wants to be a little bit elitist about it. Because if you're listening to a show and your general criteria, like a podcasting snobs, I hate those people. I really do. Like, you really nitpick. Like, oh, I don't listen to podcasts unless the audio's like impeccable and, you know, they're clear and concise, and I don't want to hear any static. It has to be perfect. It has to be recorded never over Zoom. It has to be this and that and top quality, mixed, mastered. Is this a fucking track or something? Is this a music production studio? Like, no, it doesn't have to be. Yes, I know, it's not ideal to record over the phone. It's not. But if that's what you got, I know people record over the phones. I know people record over tablets. Nowadays, quality is pretty good. Like, I've had interviews with people who had, like, people in the background. I mean, that's not ideal, but, okay, well, it's just what you can do. Right now, I'm in my studio. I put a lot of money into my shit, a lot of my gear. But that's what I choose to do. I don't have to do it. I could have recorded off of my laptop if I wanted to. Would have been as good. I have a lot of soundproofing to do in my studio, which you'll hear a little bit of echo. But that's what I choose to do. Like, there's standards you can uphold. Like, remember, most independent podcasters have their own little tiny studios. They're not budgeted for production companies. Like, you want to be a snob about it, be a snob about it. But the majority of independent podcasters do their best. There's no reason to be hating on people. Not everybody can be able to access certain things, okay? So yeah, you want to be a podcast snob? Cool. It's one of those things. You're going to have those people everywhere. But it is more, for the most part, it's a supportive community. It has been. Now, where my support kind of stops for people in the independent community is when they get all frowny and baby about certain things. So I covered the hobby part. Let's move on to the next one. When you have podcasters who think of themselves as too high and mighty. And you know, I understand when you have shows and you put a lot of effort to it. It's what you do for a living. Okay, well, you can have a little bit of an attitude. But when you're an average podcaster, independent podcaster, and, you know, struggling like everybody else, doing their thing, and then you get all upset about certain how people post and what they do, so I have to listen to your show. I have to see, maybe you are actually really good, and maybe your content is fantastic, and you just think of yourself as an amazing podcaster. Maybe you have the ability. So I investigate a couple of people just because I wanted to know. I'm like, maybe I need to improve my game. Maybe, you know, maybe people are blocked me and then unfollowed me for reasons. And maybe I piss somebody off, which I do all the time. But certain shows have unfollowed me. Maybe it's because I was too happy when I posted, I don't know, how well I was doing good pods a while back. Because once in a while I hit up number one on those charts and my entertainment news category, whatever. It's great. But again, for those that know, I love good pods. It's great. Good pods app is fantastic, but it's not a reality. Like, I'm on Apple charts. Good pods charts don't compare. It's just listeners on that app. And in comparison, Good Pods is like my 20th most listened to app for this podcast. So the fact that I have over 113 listeners and whatever on that app is amazing and super supportive. And it's nothing to get pissed off about if me, one creator show, is doing well on that. Okay, and I'm proud of it. because some shows, especially some of the ones that are angry and like to unfollow people and all that, and, you know, get all frustrated with it. So I listen to their show. And again, there are snobby people on how things should be done, and there is just random and like standards. So hopefully I'm clear and concise in my show, because the person that got all attitude-y about all this stuff and kind of had a unfollowing me on all social media, and just trying to be nice here, but you have your show is not very listenable. Like, if I want to listen to someone speak, I want to make sure I understand what they're saying. It's clear, concise. There's a message, a flow to it. And nothing against my second language is English. That's not my first language. And it's not about that. It's about your first language is English, and I still don't understand half the shit you're saying. And it's not listenable. If I listen to the podcast, I want to make sure I'm understanding what's going on. Even with bad quality, I've listened to a lot of podcasts on a regular that have bad quality, which is fine. Because I'm, again, content. But when your content's terrible, and I can't understand what you're saying, and you get pissed off and unfollow me because I'm doing better than you in the charts, and I'm happy about just doing well in general, okay. That shows more about you than me. And don't forget, some people's shows have more than one creator. I am one creator on this show. Just me. I put my single effort. So when some shows have four creators, three creators, and they, on especially on Good Pods, and they all like and share, and that boosts their stats, and I'm still whooping you? Okay, well, what are you all hyped about? Why are you still hating? It's fine. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about anybody in this industry, about anything. That's just because I'm going to do what I want to do at all times. Nothing affects my show ever. I do what I want to do. And I don't get upset about one-star ratings. I don't get upset about what people do or say. You can talk trash all you want. Good luck with that. Do whatever you want. It's just funny to watch how it's just supportive community. It's only supportive so much because of some how well other people are doing. And Good Pods is an excellent place to go and support people. It's great. It's fantastic. I support a lot. I follow almost every podcast I can get my hands on because I want to hear as much as I can. I've listened to like over 900 episodes of different things on there. And that's just one app. I listen to podcasts. Most of my listening is on the podcast app and Spotify. So you just imagine how many podcasts I listen to. In addition to listening, creating my own stuff on all my shows. So there's no need to get all flustered, your panties in a bunch over certain things. If you want to be supportive, as some people claim you are, well, be supportive. And don't be a baby about the other things, especially when your own creation isn't the greatest thing out there, as you seem you think you do have one. So, two different topics there that I wanted to cover right off the bat. Podcast, we get our shares of spam as podcasters from podcast promoters who are mostly not real and scams. Yeah, we all get it. We all get it. It just happens. Just one of those things we got to deal with. You know what doesn't help? When other podcasters post their show links on your post. Like, why would you do that? If I share something, regardless if it's Facebook or Twitter, and you reply to my post with your own links, no comments, just your own links. If I have time, I actually reply to people like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why would you do that? It's fucking offensive. Like, I didn't post so you can add a giant thread to it. Post your own shit. Don't post it on mine. That's very inconsiderate. It is. Like, why? Why would you do that? And it happens more on Facebook than Twitter because, I don't know, Facebook's people are just more brave, I guess. But anyway, I share less on Facebook. Like, I've tried to get my podcasting. I've got my podcast off Facebook. I try not to do as much on Facebook with my podcast, but I do post into a couple groups. And why? Like, I know there's spammers that are like, oh, you know, I'll get your podcast promoter, and half their shit's not even legible in what they're saying. So if I'm not going to trust you if you can't spell podcast. So posting your own links on top of mine, like, why? That's just baby shit. That's not professional at all. Like, we have to maintain some form of professionalism. And that's why I like Twitter, because Twitter community kind of works really well together in podcasting. And Facebook's just not. And it's been frustrating since, like, being, like, I've been banned off Facebook groups from posting because some admin didn't like me for whatever reason. I don't know if they listened to the show and like, oh no, I don't like their opinions. Ban. Can't post in this group anymore. Okay, that's fucked up. Because you're a little bitch and you can't have a civil conversation. So it's all good. But yeah, that's it's just recently happened. I'm like, well, I have to throw this into the show. So Zoom. I know a lot of people noticed already, fucking Zoom. And I know most people, you should be using Riverside FM and other things. I mean, you know, I can't exactly pay for constant things with the show. Again, limited budget here, people. Everywhere. Most of us have limited budgets. So Zoom is our go-to. And now Zoom is limited completely to 40-minute time allowance, even for one-on-one interviews. And videos, so, and audio. So it used to be just 40 minutes for a group. Now it's 40 minutes for everything. So it kind of sucks. I'm glad most of my interviews are about 20-25 because I think that's the best time for my show to be limiting things to. It's just, I don't know. I usually don't like listening to shows unless they're like multiple people and multiple topics for more than 45 minutes. That's just me personally. So that, it works well for me. But I have to make sure I have all my prep work and all that other stuff done and everybody knows what's going on within that time. Because, yeah, a 20-minute interview is not exactly 20 minutes. It's like 35, 40. All in all, once you have a conversation, figure out what's going on, introduce yourself, and all the other prep work that you should be doing before an interview. So, yeah, that's something. So, yeah, fucking Zoom. So, any alternatives? Anybody know any that are free or doable? Let me know. I always love to get everybody's input and support. So if there's anything else I can be using, let me know. I know there's Skype. I've had issues with connecting back to Skype. I haven't used it in a couple years. I tried it the other day and just my stuff did not want to work with Skype. So I don't know why, but I will be working on that in the future. One of the frustrating things that I kind of want to finish off with, that's on my list, is guests. Oh, it's gonna be kind of shitty to say for a show that has a lot of guests like mine, but there's an etiquette, and podcasters know this because everything we do is timed and predetermined. Like, I would like to be organized. You have to be organized as a podcaster for things to work, and guests sometimes don't realize this because for guests, it's mostly about promoting. It should be mostly about promoting themselves and whatever they want to talk about, and you know, whatever topic they're talking about that day. Now, I book a lot. I overbook my guests all the time. Overbook like insanity. Because for many reasons, one, I like lots of interviews, and for second, one out of four don't show up. Either cancellations or no shows happens. But as a lesson, to anybody listening that wants to be a guest on the show. Especially if you want to be a guest on my show and you want to promote your music. And for things that I do on this show is for artists. I love promoting artists. I love listening to music. I'm a big fan of music. Especially the indie scene. Show up. If I send you a link, it's predetermined. It doesn't just happen. Like, hey, show up on a show right now. No, this is predetermined. This is weeks, sometimes months in advance. Lots of communication. Scheduling. If it's set up, if you can't make it, communicate. Cancel. Reschedule. Communication is key. Because there's a lot of back work. There's a lot of research. There's a lot of prep work that goes into every episode. Let's say my episode is about 20 minutes average, 20, 25. There's at least an hour of prep work. Of scripts, music, editing, listening, a minimum. It's minimum an hour. So I have to know what I'm talking about before I talk to the people about it. So if it's very inconsiderate if people no-show just because. Now, that kind of gives things away because if you have a guest that doesn't take your show seriously enough, is that inconsiderate, then they shouldn't be a guest on your show. Because you're putting the time and effort to have them on your show, to talk to them, and sometimes promote whatever they're working on. So if you're not important enough to them, for them to be on time to communicate, why should they come on your show to promote their things? It's one of the things that we deal with here. We give them time. Guests should put forth equal effort. And I think podcasters need to be more selfish. Here's how I deal with it. Okay? Because if it's not important to them, it shouldn't be important to you. So I've stopped doing second chances. If we've booked an interview, if we've confirmed it, which I always confirm, and it's been verified, and if you skip out on it, you don't get a second chance. Like, I know there is rescheduling that you can be done. If somebody messages me, I can't come. Okay, no problem. No problem. Like, I've had my power go out in the studio a few times last year. I immediately messaged, called, and emailed people right away as soon as I possibly could. I'm like, listen, this is happening. We will reschedule. And I apologizing profusely. But if you no-show, there's no second chance in coming on their show because I'm not doing that. I'm not here to waste my time more than one time here waiting on you. It's just how it is. We have to be able to say no. Wasting time is the biggest strike because there's only so much time dedicated to doing this. Especially for independent podcasters, time's a big thing. And, you know, people will say, oh, this is just, you know, a whatever podcast. It doesn't reach that many people. Well, yeah, maybe you should check the stats. I take promotion super seriously. Super seriously. And if you agree to come on the show, hopefully you've done your homework because I don't like when people come on any show. Like, I don't go on my friends' shows and not research it. You know, I get invites a lot. That's why I say no a lot. For some shows I just don't want to go on. That makes no sense. But if I don't bring value to most places that invite me, I don't. But if you cancel on me, just for whatever reason, for even no reason, I've had that happen. Be just like, meh. And then you want to come back? No. No, 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 no. I have list of people waiting to get on the show. There's a reason I only book a little bit at a time. There's so many. I can be picky. And it's not being facetious or anything. It's just those people that put effort into being on the show, who appreciate it, who support you by showing up, those people deserve to get on the show. And there's no second chances, no three chances anymore of cancellations and putting things off, not showing up at all. And I'm sitting here like an asshole waiting. Yeah. It happens. But it's a waste of time. And it's not appreciated. So if you're going to book on a show, show up if you can. I know things come up, like I mentioned, but there's a way to get communicated. That's my rant on it. There's a little bit of podcasting. Now, I haven't answered the main question of the show. And I know we're at like 30 plus minutes into the show. Does podcasting suck? This is a yes and no question. It can suck. It can. But it doesn't have to. It sucks because depending on the type of show you have, sometimes you rely on others. But it only sucks if you let it. Do what you want to do. Do it the way you want to do it. And learn as you go. This is something we're learning on constantly. There is no one way of podcasting. There isn't. Learn as you go and improve as you go. You'll be amazed from episode 1 to episode 100 at how your show changes. So as I always say, don't start a podcast unless you have a plan. It's because podcasting, it sucks because it's work. But it's fun work if you enjoy doing it, and it doesn't feel like it if you're doing it right. So it's a yes and no question. Any feedback on anything else that I've said on the show, let me know. DMs are always open to everybody. You can say whatever you want. Throw some hate and some shade. Got it. Throw it this way. You don't agree? Awesome. Let's get it done. But that's just another podcasting episode I figure I throw out there. And podcasting doesn't have to suck. It's just whatever you make it to be. Yeah, I know, repetitive, but it's true. So yeah, hit the links in the bio. Go check out Prudent Podcast for some opinions. If you're into that, if you're not, it's okay. But we're on the road to 200 episodes, and if you're here all the way to the very end of this episode, I'm going to give you a little treat. If you've been a follower of the show, episode 200 is coming. And I'm going to make it super, super special because it's going to be recorded soon. As you can obviously see, I'm pushing back a whole bunch of interviews, recordings, because there's just so many, but I don't have to release them all. Episode 200 is going to be super, super special. And obviously, it's going to be music related. And from what I can tell you now, before I even record it, I'm going to get into some music discovery, a subject, and maybe a worldwide premiere or something. I'm not sure about guests. Probably not. Maybe. I don't think so. I don't know. But episode 200, I'm going to try to make it an event, because I think it's going to be different. And something I've been thinking about for the last couple months. So, all right, that's it for this show. Talk to you guys soon.